Mark, the 9th chapter, and we'll begin reading down here about the, it's written down, I saw 23rd verse, 9th chapter, that's where our text is found. We'll read a little bit higher up here. This lesson tonight affects almost every family in the entire world. And in this lesson tonight, every family in the world can find a solution. God has a way to take care of everything.
Yes. Amen.
There isn't one thing that the devil has that the Lord don't have something to take care of it. And I'm reading this, and you've heard it many times. Jesus had just descended from the Mount of Transfiguration. He came back down to the valley, and he found a great multitude of people. When he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, was greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whatsoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake unto thy disciples, and they could not cast him out. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. And he fell to the ground, wallowing and foaming. And he said, and he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft times it casteth him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, help us. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit and saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee to come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. The Lord Jesus Christ, refusing to accept the responsibility of this failure, said to the man, if thou canst believe, all things are possible unto them that believe. You know, sometimes we need to begin to think bigger than we think. So often our thinking is little. The same faculty you use to believe, you use to think, positively or negatively. Either one, either way it goes. The same faculty, the same mind, the same brain that it came out of, you can use that same faculty to think positively And that's what I want to impress on your minds here tonight, that our text is all things are possible to him that believeth. And we must think or believe bigger. If something is getting us down, we're only encouraged to believe bigger, think bigger, reach out. You know, when the children of Israel were standing on the shores of the Red Sea, those Israelites looked back and they saw the enemy coming, and they saw the Red Sea in front of them, and mountains on either side, and they felt trapped. And all they could think of was 2 or 3 million Israelites being slaughtered by the Egyptian army or drowning out there in the Red Sea. But there was one in the crowd that began to think bigger than that. He began to think bigger than Pharaoh's army. He began to think bigger than mountains around about. He began to think bigger than the Red Sea. He began to think about the bottom of the sea. He began to think about waters rolling back. And it happened because somebody believed bigger. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to look at them again as they step out on the shores and there is no food. They thought starvation. They were thinking thoughts of starvation. They complained. They murmured while they thought their little thoughts of starvation. But there was a man. They had a rod. A miracle rod that he believed in. And he began to think about bread. He began to think about miracles. God began to talk to him. And he began to think bigger than starvation. Amen, amen. He began to think about rain, no doubt. And he thought about bread falling. And because God had a man that would think bigger than starvation. Bread actually rained from heaven. Manna for 40 years. Because somebody could breathe bigger. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Young David defeated Goliath because he thought bigger than Goliath. He knew somebody bigger than Goliath. Do you? They looked at Goliath and their faith sunk until finally they had no faith. But David looked at one bigger than Goliath. When will we learn to look at the Almighty instead of the giants that's roaming around us, daring us, trying to get us to falter in faith? Well, that's what was happening here. So if you tonight are troubled, miserable, wretched, can't find any peace, why don't you learn to think bigger? Why don't you learn to think quietness? Why don't you learn to think about what he said think about? Because when you think about what he says, think about, it always works. There's one bigger than your nerves. There's one bigger than your problem. Amen? Praise the Lord. And the answer begins in your heart. Think bigger. So often our disease becomes more powerful than God and destroys us. But the moment we believe that our God has power over it through his name, then we defeat it. Now those Israelites out there starving for water, not a drop anywhere, They were thinking about how horrible it is to die without water. Now that must be a horrible death. I fasted in the hot summertime a few days, and my tongue would begin to stick to the roof of my mouth. And I thought about how horrible it would be to die without water. And out in that desert, there was nothing but hot, burning sand. No water. There was no river. It was dry. And they thought about dying a miserable death. It never once entered their mind that that big old rock over there, dry as a powerhouse, could break open and rivers of water gush out of it. But there was one man that came down, and God said to Moses, I want you to be God before Pharaoh. You're going to stand in my place. Amen. And now you're standing there. You see that rock. I want you to believe something besides starvation. I want you to look at something besides dry rivers. I want you to see a flowing river coming out of that rock. I want you to see that valley down there full of good, clear, beautiful, sparkling water. Think bigger, Moses, than these Israelites, and you'll see it. And so he smote the rock. And you know the rest of the story. It must have been a gusher, because with all the cattle, sheep, people, it takes a lot of water to water 3 million people that's really thirsty. You don't do that on just a few thousand gallons of water. Amen. And when that rock broke open, and that rock was Christ, amen, that followed them, praise God, this was a shadow of things to come. And as they drank, all of them drank, there wasn't a single Israelite that didn't have all the water he wanted to drink. There wasn't a child that didn't have all he wanted. And so it is that rock, Christ, when he was broken, when he was crucified, there came from heaven a sound of a rushing mighty wind. And the waters came and flowed, and the whosoever will. Hallelujah. Not a single person should go through this world without water, without spiritual Holy Ghost water flowing from the throne of God. I said the other day, scientist says we now have, they have found 100 trillion galaxies, and in every one of them there are 300 trillion stars. And God is taking care of all of them, just holding them out there like soap bubbles. They're all being held up by the word of his power. But he planned many, many trillions of years ago, no doubt, that he was going to build earth, and he was going to put mountains, and he's going to put rivers, and he's going to put oceans, and he's going to put gardens, and he's going to put beautiful things upon it, plant gardens everywhere. And he was going to create man in his own image, and he's going to place him there in that garden, the very apple of his eye. He said, I'm going to give him this world. I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to give him everything he needs. And so he put a sun up there to give him light. And he put the moon up there to reflect the light of the sun upon us at night. He put the air in the heavens for us to breathe. And everybody that's got lungs can get all the air that they need to breathe. But then there comes time for him to perform a greater miracle than sunshine. A greater miracle than air that you breathe. a greater miracle than scooping out all the oceans and filling them up with water.
Praise God, praise God.
This miracle was so great he gave his life to bring it about.
Praise God.
Amen. And now, from God's eternal throne, this is the only planet that this is happening on. Others may have light. They may have air. And they may have ice. I don't know what all they've got. But there is only one planet that man lives upon, and that's this one. God's apple. God's man that he made in his own image. And he so ordained it that when he died and his blood flowed from his side, that then he would turn his spirit loose from the throne. Praise God, on this little old bitty earth down here, it's so little. It's a wonder it isn't lost. Only God can find it with his great big microscope in all the trillions of galaxies out in the universe. But he knows right where it's at, day and night, every second, every moment. He's got his spirit pouring out upon it, pouring out right from the throne, right from his glorified body, right from his blood, pouring out upon us right now. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. All things, then, is possible if you'll believe. Now, Jesus said that. It didn't come out of some almanac. These are the words of the Master. All things. Now, he didn't have to say that. He could have said, well, if you believe, a dumb spirit can be cast out. But he decided to bless the whole world and cover every subject. Healing, salvation, praise God, food, clothes, anything in the world that a human being can ever need, God covered it right here when he said, all things are possible unto them that believe. All things. Amen. And if some of you girls are listening to me tonight, And take this, you might even get married someday and live with that fella. Instead of going out and getting a wildcat and getting a divorce. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All things are possible. You can have the right one. If you believe. You know, this is a universal cry. He said, if you will believe. The Father said, if you can help us. And Jesus said, look, there's no if there. Amen. You don't put it that way. If God can, God can. And I said the other night about young David when he looked at Goliath. For 40 days, Israel had come out there believing that God could defeat Goliath. But not a single one of them believed he would. But one day, a young fella came out of his prayer closet where he had a lion's hide tacked on the barn and a bear hide where he had killed and songs that he had written as he worshiped the Lord. He came out and he was the only one in all that 200,000 or 300,000 soldiers that believed that God would right then that day do it. You'll never get nowhere just believing God can. Don't take any faith to believe that. You've got to believe He will. Praise the Lord. So here he stands. The cry for deliverance. I got a boy. I got a boy. He's got a devil, Lord. He's got a devil. And you hear that everywhere. I hear it. I got a boy. He's got a devil. I got a girl. She's got a devil. A mother called me the other day. I've got a boy. We put him in Central, and he got out. We would like to bring him over. We'd like for you to talk to him. He don't want to live. He don't want to talk to nobody. He just don't want to live. He's done. Oh, yes, I got a boy. He's got a devil. He needs help. But the world said, sorry. The Lord quit that when he went to glory. He don't help devil-possessed people no more. He don't help people that's down and out anymore. That's all gone. That's all over. But listen, my friend,
The universal cry of that mother, that father, I got a boy. Oh, God, I got a boy. I got a boy, he got a devil. I got a boy, he's got a devil. This has been a lot of parents that have said, now, Lord, the doctor calls it something here. He's, you know, he has a little nerve problem or something or another. But this old dad, he had dealt with this thing long enough. He said he got a devil. Hey, man, he's got a devil. That's all there is to it. And I got to have help. And I brought him to your disciples, and they couldn't do anything. And you notice how the crowd gathered together? You'll get a lot bigger crowd whenever they find out you can't do nothing than whenever they find out you can. Yes, sir. The news media would come out if they knew that you was going to pray for somebody, and you'd publish it everywhere that this fella, he has fits, and or he's crippled or something or another. And they'd say, they'd talk to a woman and said, look, said he can't do it. And so we'll go down and we'll get pictures and we'll just make a mockery out of him. And so they'll just have a great big crowd and a great big write-up, all fixed, ready to hit the paper. But if they knew for sure, 100%, the man's going to be healed, they wouldn't go down. No, they don't want to get that, because that would get every church in town on them. Yeah, if they went out and said, yeah, he got him walked. And they can't afford to face that. And they don't mind telling you about the bad stuff. And that's all you see or hear in the news. It's bad junk. It ain't worth buying. That's right. It's not worth buying. Because the news media is like this. If a dog bites you, it isn't news. But if a man gets a dog down and bites him all over, that's news. They'll put that in the paper. That's right. If some old drunk gets drunk and shoots up the town, that's news. But if he gets saved and throws all of his whiskey away, that's not news. But my friend, it's news. Praise God, it's making headlines in glory land. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. The dad said, I believe. And about the time he said, I believe, the poor boy fell out. Oh, there's something about sight. How it hinders faith when you look at it. Here he is rolling again. Ever since he's been a little boy, I've watched him roll and tumble, and here it is again. Right here in the presence of the Lord, he's rolling and chewing his tongue again. And he cried out as he looked at it, but Lord, help my unbelief. Oh, when we get our eyes on what's happening, it's so easy to doubt. Amen, amen, amen. But had he only knew who that was standing there, he'd have been a shouting and praising God and saying, devil, you threw him down the last time. This is the last day he'll ever waller. This is the last day he'll ever chew his tongue. It's over. It's over. The King is here. The King is here. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. If God don't heal today, then the big question is why. Somebody said God loves us. Then if God loves us, why don't he help these devil-possessed people? My friend, he will. He will. It is. Wherever he can find a man that'll bring his son or daughter and say, the devil possessed, pray for him. I believe God. Oh, they'll preach about his compassion. But my friend, if he don't heal, he's not compassionate anymore. I'm glad he can still be moved with compassion. He can still be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He still knows our aches and pains and our heartaches. He does care. He proved it right here. Jesus refused to accept the responsibility. He said, if you'll believe, I'll take care of it for you. Amen. Praise God, Father. Can you believe for your son? Yes, I'm going to believe. That Father, I want you to see what I'm talking about. The Lord was moving that Father to believe for his son. Why didn't he ignore the Father and go ahead and heal the son? He wanted that Father to believe for his son. Every father should believe for their son. Every mother and father should believe for their daughter. He wants you to believe for him. Who believed for Moses' sister? Moses did. She was stricken with leprosy. And it was Moses that prayed for his sister. Oh, how God honors that and loves for us to believe for the person that can't believe. For the person that's down. The poor little boy was having a fit. He couldn't believe. Somebody had to believe. And it was Dad's place to believe. That daughter is wallowing with a fit, with sin, with an unclean spirit. She can't believe. But that Holy Ghost fill, Jesus' name, Mother, can. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All things, Jesus said, is possible unto them that believe. The disciples failed, and I'm glad they did, because we found out why. They were not supposed to fail. He called those disciples and ordained them and gave them power to cast out devils. What in the world had happened to them? He made it very plain to let down on the prayer life. They got to eating too many steaks. Amen. Amen. And he said, look, boys, this comes out by nothing but prayer and fasting. You fellows have not been getting with it. You have not been praying. While I've been praying, you've been sleeping. Oh, God help us preachers and saints. We can't do nothing without a good prayer life. No need to lay it off on the devil or somebody else or the preacher when his children... God will work through the parents. Jesus never fails. Wonderful thing about it. He never failed. He had been to the mountains to pray. He had been on the Mount of Transfiguration. He never fails. If thou canst do anything, the poor man said, have compassion and mercy on us. If thou canst, he ignored that. God can always do something. But whenever you get to talking to him about his compassion and mercy, you touch a button. Hallelujah, hallelujah, because he's full of it. All the wonders of faith, I want you to see it tonight. If thou canst believe, all things are possible unto thee to believe. I want you to see the miracle of faith, the wonder of faith. Oh, how marvelous it is. And every one of us was born with it, wrapped up in the Holy Ghost. That's right. There isn't a single person here tonight that has the baptism of the Holy Ghost that God didn't give you sufficient faith. It was wrapped up when you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But we, through praying, fooling around, taking up time, something else, have lost our anointing to do it. Just like the disciples. Faith speaks, and this shook him, and he cried out, Lord, I believe. I believe. Amen. And Jesus turned around then. And he said, thou foul, deaf and dumb spirit, I adjure you to come out. And I want you to know that every devil in that boy screamed. Amen. They could not stay. There's no way for a devil to resist faith. And that little fellow screamed as those devils began to come out of him. Through his mouth. Through the limbs of his body. I never forget one time I went over to pray for a woman. She was screaming with pain. It was in her back. I said, you devil, come out of her. And she screamed. She said, I feel it moving. About that time, she screamed and her foot straightened. Oh, I've watched them as they got in the muscles of the body. I've watched them as they rolled. I've heard the screams of demons as they obeyed the command of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us look at this lesson and learn. Praise God. God's provision for every devil-possessed person in the world is deliverance through his name. Before he went away, he turned to his disciples just moments before he ascended up into glory and a cloud received him out of their sight. Jesus breathed these words just 3 or 4 verses before he went up. He said, in my name, you will cast out devils. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. With this glorious message still ringing in the ears, you'll cast out devils in my name. No wonder Peter walked down the street and devils came out of people and the sick were healed because the name was being released. I want the musician to come. There's great and mighty deliverance here tonight for every known sin. I want you to know that sin is powerful, but it is no match for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is the only thing that can remove sin and every trace of it, and that blood is flowing here tonight. It's the whosoever will confess your sins. Somebody said to me the other day, I don't know what's going to happen to me. My family's falling apart. I said, get on your knees. Lay your hands on this Bible. Confess your sins. This person never received the Holy Ghost. And all of a sudden, I watched the demons turn loose and her personality change and her hands go up. And then there was one last battle that demon had to go. Oh, the power of the name. And if that person will walk in that name and under the fear of that name, that demon will never, never, never return. There's power in the name to forgive. There never has been anything in all the world that's meant so much to me as the precious blood that cleanses from all sin. All things are possible for them that believe. What do I believe tonight? Since all things are possible to me if I believe, I believe the blood is the only remedy for sin. It's the only thing in all the universe can wash sins away. My faith is in the blood to keep me when I walk through valleys, when I meet demonic powers. Thy faith is not in my wisdom and my knowledge. My faith is not in my works and my ability. My faith is in what happened on the old rugged cross. My faith is in His blood to sanctify me. When this blood flows freely into a man or woman, they're just as pure as God. You say, preacher, watch out. He said it. The blood cleanses from all sin. When all sin has been forgiven and cleansed and washed away, we can stand in the presence of God without guilt. We are His Son. We're just as sure that we're His Son as I am that Alonzo Barnes was my father. And I, His Son. Amen. I never had to worry about whether I might not be His Son. I had perfect faith in my mother. And another thing that made me sure, I looked like Dad. We had the same characteristics. Amen. I loved to walk in His footsteps as a little boy. And never not one single time in all of my life did He ever say, "You ain't my boy." Regardless of what I did, it was Son. Amen. Always Son. When I was far away, it was Son, come home. Amen. There wasn't any doubt that I was like my father and my father like me. And I'll tell you tonight, there isn't any pride in this, or there isn't any boasting in this. Everything that I am, it's because of Him. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm not afraid to boast that His blood is more powerful, one drop of it, than every devil in hell or out of hell. No devil could hell, not even one drop of blood. It's glorified blood. It's the greatest thing in all the world. And there's not a sin here tonight that you confess it to Jesus and ask forgiveness that He won't cleanse you and wash you. Amen. You know why you don't come to Jesus? You doubt His love for you. Regardless of where I went or what I've done, when I knocked on Dad's door, never one time in my whole life did He refuse to open that door. Amen. And He always did. Until the day He died, He did. I ain't never seen a soul yet that come to Jesus with a broken and a contrite spirit that He wouldn't open the door to. But when you say, "Look at me, who am I? He wouldn't forgive me," you're doubting His word. He said He would.
And he said he'd cleanse you and wash you, make you whiter than the snow. Your faith is not to be in how you messed up in the past. Your faith is to be in how he's going to cleanse you tonight and make you a new creature. All right. If you believe what I preached, come down here and receive it. Let us stand.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, in His name.
Jesus' name.
All things
are possible.
If you come in His name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
All things are possible in Jesus' name.
They ought to be coming from all over the place.
Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. All things are possible.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
God bless
you. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Oh,
that's what the Father said, Lord, I believe.
Lord,
help thou mine unbelief. Hallelujah. Preacher, I'm coming to the altar in Jesus' name. I'm confessing my sins. And He's going to forgive me and wash me tonight because He said so. My faith is in Him, not in myself. My faith is in His blood. Some tonight that needs deliverance so bad. One young lady will be in serious trouble soon. If she don't make a move, it'll be too late. A I bet a menu when set in my office. It was too late then. I should have come a long time before. Amen. All right. I want the church to come and let's pray. Some of you precious ladies, there's some new folks right here, all here wanting to be saved. Come gather around them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God.